Morning, everybody. You know that there were three kings of united Israel in the Old Testament. The first was Saul, then there was David, who killed Goliath, and then there was Solomon. And we hear a little bit about Solomon, who was the last one of the kings of united Israel before it separated to the north and the south. And Solomon started out real good. In fact, we always think of wisdom when we think of Solomon because of the first reading, which recounted how one day Solomon was praying and God said to Solomon, "Solomon, whatever you want, I will give it to you." And we heard in the first reading how happy was God, because Solomon could have asked for money, he could have asked for power, strength, all this stuff. He said, "I want wisdom." And it rejoiced God's heart, what Solomon asked for. And God gives it to him. But we all get wisdom too. Wisdom is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. We receive the Holy Spirit in fullness and confirmation. So in a sense, we get the same thing. And the problem was that if you scroll through a few more chapters in 1 Kings, you get to the 11th chapter, just a few chapters down the road from our first reading. And the Word of God says, God was not pleased, because Solomon, who started out so good, so wise, he got married, which was good, but then he got another wife, and then another wife, and then another wife. And Solomon had 700 wives, and then, if that weren't enough, he got 300 concubines. God is not amused. He is not happy. He told Solomon not to do it. He did it anyway. And in the process, I had one guy after Mass last night, he said, I've had enough time with one wife. And But God said, don't do it, because when you get married to all these women, all these, instead of on top of your wife, like, you're going to adopt their gods. And he did. And slowly by slowly, he drifts away from the true God. And slowly but surely, he adopts these false gods of all these other wives and concubines. Solomon did not unravel all at once with the 1,000 women. It wasn't even the 100th wife or the 50th wife. Might not have even been the second wife. It was that first little compromise that Solomon made when he looked upon a woman with lust in his heart. That's why Jesus in the New Testament, he says, even when you look with lust, you're already committing adultery. And it was that one little compromise that led to a domino effect, to the scales of which confound our minds, that he could have started so good and ended so bad. And I think that the gospel that we have today is Jesus saying, don't compromise. And when you do, go to confession as soon as possible. Because he gives us this beautiful parable of this guy who finds this treasure, and he will do everything. He's all in for that field. He will do whatever it takes to get that field because he wants that treasure. And you know what that treasure is? It's Jesus. That treasure is our beautiful Lord. And we want to do whatever it takes in order to have our Lord. And the little compromises that happen in our life, we got to check them. And we got to check them a lot, because they creep in. The devil doesn't come in with horns and fangs and torches. He comes in slithering in order to slowly, slowly but surely take us away from the right road. It looks like, and oftentimes it's that phrase, just this once, you know? It's that kid who's playing video games, and his mom says, take out the trash, and he disobeys her. Just this once, I have to get the end of the game. Or it's the teenager who succumbs to peer pressure because everybody else is doing it. I'll do it just this once. It's the office worker who leaves an hour early and robs his or her employer of an hour of wage. Just this once. I want to go home. I earned it. Or I'll steal this box of paper clips. There's a whole closet full of them. They'll never know. I'll just take it to my kitchen. You know, it's the person who struggles with alcohol thinking to himself, after a long, hard day, what would a sip of alcohol really do? It's the person who deals with temptation, thinking to him or herself, what would a little peek at the devil's part of the internet really do? These are little compromises. These are little compromises that seem so small, but can create a domino effect of havoc. And Jesus then gets into the reason. He says, the reason I'm telling you these parables is because there's going to be a judgment day. And you got to be all in, like the man who finds the treasure. You got to be all in. You got to be all in or not in. And we got to be all in for the good Lord. And here's the good news, is what is imaged up here, the crucifix, Jesus is all in for us. He gave it all. We're the treasure in his field. He has given everything for us. And what is imaged there happens here at every Holy Mass, when our beautiful Lord Jesus comes to the altar and then into our souls and bodies. And we, our part at the Holy Mass, our part is to come back to the Lord and say, I'm all in for you too. And I want to do that here so that I can have that beautiful eternal life with you in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.